Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout Indian River County and the Treasure Coast? Then you found the right show, The Vero Insider, also available online at theveroinsider.com. Now here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello, everyone, as we are halfway through the fabulous month of August. I feel as though there have been more birthdays in the past couple of weeks than one could even possibly fathom. It just must have been a lot of cold months when folks came from elsewhere in that time frame. There's just a lot of us summer babies. Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. Thanks for tuning in each and every week where we explore where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout Indian River County with a special focus on Vero Beach. And I'm so excited because our guest that we have today, she's one of a kind, and she is really a mover and a shaker. We collaborate with each other in the Vero Premier Women's Network, which is the monthly ladies' luncheon that I host at Regency Independent Living right here in Vero Beach, as well as a couple of different chambers of commerce, Indian River, Sebastian. I've even seen her as far down as in Martin County. So Miss Marilyn Dummett, she is the lady of Jarvis Property Restoration, business development extraordinaire. Welcome to the broadcast.
Oh, thank you, Anna. It's great to be here.
Well, you know, this is an important time of year. I mean, I think we can all say that we've noticed there has been a fair amount of rainfall.
And oh, my gosh.
Typically, that is a result of this time frame that we affectionately referred to as hurricane season. But even with just a lot of rainfall, there can be stresses to one's property. And Jarvis has a way of being able to help with that. Can you share with our audience what it is you do? And then maybe we'll get into some tips for hurricane season.
Okay. I'll go into the basics, whether it's residential or commercial. Should you have any type of water loss, like whether the water comes through your roof, your shingles, or your, let's just say, your clay roof, any portion of that damaged or removed, the water starts to trickle through. You notice a very small spot on your ceiling, pay very little, if any, attention to it. And then all of a sudden it grows exponentially. It's like 2 feet by 2 feet and hanging down. And you have water pouring into your home with the next storm. So we will come in and we clean up all that water. The purpose is, one, to get the water up, and two, to attempt to prevent it from getting mold, which is a really bad topic here in Florida. So we come in with our dry-out machines and leave them there for several days, sometimes a week and sometimes several weeks, depending on the amount of water. We measure the water that the machines are removing from your home on a daily basis, and we keep these schedules, and these schedules, it's mandatory that they be presented to the insurance company for payment should you be submitting a claim. It's also a legal entity of our business. We have to keep a schedule of how much moisture we're removing from your home on a daily basis.
I personally love when we can leave things like that up to the experts to be solely accountable for figuring out things that I have no desire in which to really, you know, delve into myself. But of course, one should be diligent in being observant in what's going on their property.
Right. They should.
They really should.
Right. Also, we deal with seniors' homes, and seniors have a tendency to turn on taps or plug their toilet. And then when they turn the tap on, they have a tendency to forget they turned it on and walk away, which we have a lot of losses in seniors' homes where we're called to come in and clean up two and three floors of water because of somebody leaving the tap run for a day or two. And you can well imagine what that would be like in your home, let alone the third or the fourth floor of a senior's home, and it's trickling down to all of the apartments below.
Oh, yeah, good point. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we have to go in, dry it out. The law says we have to cut X amount of inches above the water line, because we want to get in and again dry it out and prevent mold formation quickly.
Well, and with Florida, I mean, it can just, the weather changes so quickly and the humidity level is such with the temperature that that really just exasperates all of it. And it's, it can be such a mess. Thank goodness for Jarvis.
Right. And air conditioning. It helps tremendously.
I bet. Now, recently, Jarvis just celebrated an anniversary.
Right. Our 40th anniversary.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
And you are headquartered in Vero Beach.
Yes. In Florida, our headquarters are in Vero Beach. That's correct.
Now, I oftentimes joke because they say that if one were to ever be an adult star actor, they would utilize their animal, their first animal's name and the first street they ever lived on as the last name. So you combine them to be your star name. And for what it's worth, I would be Chiquita Jarvis. So I feel like there is a kindred spirit between me and Jarvis Property Restoration.
Right.
I joke. But truly, I grew up on Jarvis Street in Michigan, and you all have a second location up there.
That's actually where our head office is in Michigan.
That is fantastic.
Right.
Now, at a recent presentation, I was incredibly impressed by the vast knowledge that your team brings to the table, not just in the way of water damage. However, that is incredibly important, especially in the state of Florida, where it could be sunny and bright, and then we get a sun shower. It's nearly a monsoon, and people pull over on the side of the road, and it's a difficult to drive, let alone if you're, you know, have any sort of holes in your property, how easily those can be penetrated. But you talked about fire restoration as well in a recent presentation at the Sebastian Chamber, along with a number of other things.
Oh, well, we do fire, smoke, water repair, mold remediation. We have a huge amount of, we include electrical protocols, water protocols, building layout, equipment protocols, staging information, building vendors, everything. We take you away, we have a GC on staff, general contractor, so we can take you right from point A to point Z in repairing your home. So we pretty well cover any type of disaster restoration that's required, whether it be on your home or on your business or in a commercial building. So it's a full gambit. We come in and we start with cleaning. Like, for instance, if there's a fire, we have a sealer that we go in and paint everything with, because the smell of the fire has to be eliminated totally before we can even start to rebuild. And so that needs to be taken care of. And they also use ozone machines to get rid of that smell as well. So there are so many different types of machines that we have that we get out there and we start cleaning up. The same with mold remediation. We don't do the mold protocol. It would be basically unethical for us to both, you know, prepare the protocol and remove the mold. So we always hire an independent professional, as most recovery companies do, to do the testing, and it goes out and they come back and tell us what type of products are required to remove the specific type of mold in that home. And that's what we do. We go out and we zip up the area, you know, because it's contaminated and we don't want it to spread. And then we go about treating it. So with the specific type of chemical that's required to kill that specific type of mold. And a lot of people don't realize there's hundreds of different types of mold.
Sure. Yeah. And I feel like we are kindred spirits in the sense of, again, outsource to the experts when need be. I think that makes perfect sense.
Right. Well, we have to, yes. And like, if you need an engineer, we'll hire the engineer as well, and we'll take care of everything for you. Whatever needs to be taken care of in your repairs, we'll take care of it. You know, we just want you to sit back and relax while we get everything done as quickly as possible, so that you can return to normal as quickly as possible. It's very stressful having any type of insurance loss or any type of loss at your home. You know, and people panic. They have to leave their home. They have to get additional living expenses from their insurance company, go live in a hotel, and then we move in and start taking care of things for them if it's that severe. hopefully they can stay in their home, but quite often they can't.
You know, and as I'm listening to you describe some of the severities, it sounds as though, similarly to what I often say in presentations on behalf of White Glove Moving and Storage, that no move is equal to the next. Obviously, right. All of these incidents are vastly different from one another, and there's really no way to know until it's surveyed after the fact.
That's exactly true, Anna. And we do use your company, I believe. We partnered before.
Oh, yeah, on a number of occasions.
Mm-hmm. Right, and get any type of undamaged property out of the insurance home, their contents, and get them put away until we can repair their home. You know, because they're as you know, let's just say somebody drives through the front of the building and you board it up. That doesn't mean everything's taken care of till you fix it. You want to get the contents out to stop looting or to stop any type of further types of damage that could happen by leaving anything behind. You know, the idea is to keep the insured or the homeowner safe at all time, them and their property.
I completely concur. It is something that in order for you to be able to knock out the tasks at hand, things have to be up and out of the way.
Right.
And that allows
That's
you
correct.
To be able to do it as quickly and efficiently as possible. And it's our honor at White Glove Moving and Storage to be able to assist with that. Now, when folks undergo something like this, do they need to, through their insurance company, provide a couple of different estimates from restoration companies? Or how is it that the insurance is able to help them or approve the costs associated based on the surveys of the restoration companies?
Well, if it's a commercial loss, generally the insured will call us and we'll go out and do the assist. If it's a homeowner, the homeowner has the right to select any restoration company they want. They do have that right. Now, the homeowner also has preferred vendors that the insurance company uses, and we're a preferred vendor for many, many, many insurance companies. And what this means is, so they're in order to prevent an argument upon payment, being a preferred vendor for an insurance company is often best because the insurance company is familiar with you. They know you're not gouging them with regards to repairing and, you know, restoring the insured's property. And because the bills can be very, very high. I'm not sure if you're aware of that. Like the bills for, let's say, a dry out for a month can be as high as $30,000 if those machines have to stay in there for a month. I just heard of another company leaving their machines in a condominium complex, very large complex, for 90 days, which is ridiculous, but the bill was $90,000. So,
ouch.
I mean, that just about blew me over. I couldn't believe it. But that's what happens when, you know, people just willy-nilly call somebody up without getting a referral from their insurance company or from somebody knowing that it's a reputable business.
Well said. And as our listeners are thinking, I want to be able to create a little database just to have in my back pocket should something happen, what is the best way for them to do a little additional research on the 40 years of experience that Jarvis Property Restoration can bring to the table?
Well, they can go to our website, which is www.jarvisconstruction.com.
Terrific. And then, of course, right. They can always cross-reference with their insurance agent to see which restoration companies locally, and is the preferred vendor with the insurance companies, is that done geographically?
Well, yes and no. Because we let the insurance company know what territory we cover. So if the loss is within, you know, the state of Florida, then we definitely cover it. You know, so then
right.
They would call us, and then our trucks we're 24/7 in business, and our trucks are mobile and ready to go. Of course, if it's closer geographically, like in Martin County or St. Lucie County or in Brevard or Indian River, we love it. It's much better. But we will travel if necessary, and the insurance companies are aware of that.
Well, it's good to be flexible. And again, going into the severity, and I know it's a lot more active presently in the Pacific Ocean, so we'll just keep counting our blessings. But
right.
The fact that hurricane season is here, we're really looking forward to some tips that you're going to give us as soon as we get back from a short commercial break. We have on the phone Marilyn Dummett, Business Development for Jarvis Property Restoration. You're listening to the Vero Insider. I'm Anna Valencia-Tillery. Don't go anywhere.
From anniversaries to birthdays, even just a romantic night out, Blue Star in downtown Vero is the perfect restaurant to celebrate any occasion with delicious food and spectacular drinks. Enjoy background music, chic decor, and unmatched customer service while enjoying entrees like seared scallops, grilled lamb chops, and succulent ribeye steak. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 p.m. to close, call for reservations, and look us up on Facebook. Blue Star of Vero, mixing good food with great company.
Put your best hair forward, Vero Beach, with your new favorite color, cut, and style at the Hair Studio Vero, now located in the Candlelight Plaza just south of 12th Street in Old Dixie. Come see Melissa and her growing team. Booth rentals available. From fades and designs for the man or boy in your life to master colorist techniques, highlights, designer cuts, and styling, the Hair Studio Vero is here to make you look your best at pricing you will appreciate. Plus, shop while you wait in the front boutique. Call today, 772-999-2652, and follow us on Facebook.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids, too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, Caliber Home Loans, treasurecoast.com.
White Club Moving and Storage, dependability movers. White Club Moving and Storage, we keep Florida moving.
Proud to be the only Better Business Bureau Torch Award winning moving company, we provide peace of mind every time when it comes to moving your prized possessions across the street or across the country. With nearly 20 years in the business, we have confidence in our pricing, offering bound rates for packing, moving, and storage to flat hourly rates for help with just the heavy lifting. Count on White Glove Moving to make your move easy and affordable with certification in senior, piano, office, and residential moving as a pro mover. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy host, is with the most as you are listening to the Vero Insider. Kids went back to school this week. It's exciting for us parents. It's very exciting. I would like to give a shout out to some of our amazing sponsors like Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do. We have Marilyn Dummett on the line with us. She's the business development gal with Jarvis Property Restoration, and she knows that home ownership is so great, right? You can customize, you can do as you please with the home that you own, and chances are you can own it for a lot less than the cost of rent. So if you're interested, if you want to get an approximation of what it's going to cost, how much you need to save, or maybe seize that reality today, reach out to our friends at Caliber Home Loans. As a matter of fact, with the Realtors Association of Indian River County, they are nominated as one of the affiliates of the year. So congratulations to Ms. Shannon Pohl of Caliber Home Loans for that. In addition, the Blue Star in downtown Vero, we recently just hosted a great mixer. If you have an upcoming event, perhaps it's a company party, some sort of anniversary, birthday party, any sort of celebration, if it's for two or a whole lot more, reach out to Kitty. Kitty Wagner, executive chef and owner, she would love to be able to set up something for you, customize it, meet your budget, and so much more. The Blue Star is open Tuesday through Saturday, downtown Vero, and through the end of October, it's the delicious wine promo. So you get a couple of complimentary bottles of wine when you order a few entrees and appetizers. It's so delicious. You'll be so happy that you signed up. Pac Mail Beachside, they are also doing notary and passport photos these days. So aside from being shipping experts, offering free pickups and one-man delivery service from your favorite stores around town, they can also help with your notarizing and your passport photos as you get ready to plan some upcoming and exciting trips out of the country, even if it's just to our neighbors to the north or the south. Hair Studio of Vero. Now, Melissa is just amazing, and they were so busy for back to school. Of course, if you didn't get in time for back to school and you want to do it after the fact, I know if you're like me, I'm on a 4 to 6 week program. It requires a lot of maintenance as you get a little older after celebrating yet another birthday. Melissa and her team are amazing. 12th Street, Old Dixie, the Hair Studio of Vero, the most affordable salon in all of the county. You will not be disappointed. Foxy Nails in the Fresh Market Plaza right next to Hallmark. Foxy's is open 7 days a week, and they really are the most creative salon. They can emulate anything. You see it on Pinterest. You see it online. You want it, they can do it. Not everybody can. Foxy Nails, 7 days a week, Fresh Market Plaza. And then, of course, the one, the only, White Glove Moving and Storage, which is a very proud partner of a number of events upcoming here in the community as we get ready to delve back into season. It is obviously no shortage of great things in store, but plan to save the date for September 6th, that Friday. The first Friday of the month will be the next Vero Premier Women's Network, 11:30 to 1:30. You RSVP with me as your hostess for the event. It's $20. It includes your lunch, networking. You get prizes, testimonials, commercials, and that is underwritten by White Glove Moving and Storage. If you know of anyone moving, we'd be happy to help. And Marilyn, you come to the lunch, right?
Yes, and it's wonderful.
We packed the house.
I know. It's great.
Oh, thank
you. Pack the house is an understatement. If it's not basically reserved quickly, you will not get a seat. I've seen them line up at the door waiting to get a seat, at least 10 people, many, many times.
Oh, yeah. Waiting. And we always have a really empowering speaker. And this go-round, we're going to have Monica Snellback with the Dale Carnegie Institute of Higher Learning. And she's going to have some great tips for us that we can utilize in both business and our personal lives. So I highly recommend Anna V at whiteglovesusa.net. That's my email. Just shoot me a little note or find us on Facebook at the Vero Insider or White Glove Moving and Storage or the Vero Premier Women's Network group page, and I'll go about reserving the space for you. Now, Marilyn, Jarvis Property Restoration has been around 40 years. They have a location here in Vero where they are headquartered, representing the Sunshine State of Florida. And we know that hurricane season is a big time for you to be able to go out and promote some awareness. What are a few, in the next couple of minutes that we have, a few key tips that you can provide to our listeners as we go into hurricane season full force?
Okay. During hurricane season, one, you should have hurricane shutters, of course.
Yes.
Also, you should know where your electrical shutoff is, where your water shutoff is, where all of those meaningful shutoffs are if you're going to leave your home. We highly recommend shutting off your electric, shut off your water, because you never know what's going to happen and where, you know, lightning or the hurricane's going to strike. The last thing you want to do is come home and find not only your home damaged by wind, but by water damage inside because a pipe erupted or something like that during the storm.
That's a great tip.
Right. And so you should know where all of those are. And also there's solar panel situation, and the electric on that has to be shut off as well, because when the hydro company comes along and they can see that you have a solar panel on your roof, they have to go in and ensure that it's cut off, because the electricity from that can back up and electrocute one of the gentlemen that's working on the power lines, which most people aren't aware of.
I would not have known that. Okay, good to know.
Yeah,
because there
dangerous.
Are a lot of people that are conscious about utilizing solar power, yet
right.
wouldn't realize that tidbit. So very good.
Right, but you can turn it back on when you get back in your home. You can.
Sure.
It's just it's just very important to know where all your shutoffs are, and to really be, you know, heed the fact that these things should be shut off just to prevent any further damages from happening to your home.
Well, Marilyn, those are great tips. Thank you so much. And I assume that there's a whole hurricane checklist available on your website. One more time with your website for our listeners.
Okay, www.jarvisconstruction.com.
Marilyn, thank you so much for joining our broadcast and being an active community partner. It's Anna Valencia Tillery, the Vero Insider. Until next week, folks, cheers.